Galaxy Not So Far Away, Mysterious Minis Edition. I'm your host, Gary, and it is just me today because there is a spectacular number of events, and scheduling has been particularly difficult this week. So I'm just going to launch right into it. We have an event every single day this week. So there is a ton. Of course, you know, it is the beginning of a new month this week, which means not only do we have a bunch of events, but there's a ton of new titles, so lots to get through today, starting with tonight. Brian Freeman is going to be doing a virtual event with us tonight at 7 o'clock, discussing his new book, Funeral for a Friend. He's going to be in conversation with his wife, which should be fun. This is the new book in his Jonathan Stride series, which is a mystery series. I don't actually know a ton about this one. Should be fun. Sounds good. That one is going to be at 7 o'clock. I believe we are doing book plates for this. No, we are doing signed or personalized books. So you can participate if you buy a copy of the book. The event is a ticketed event. Well, we don't do a whole lot of those, but that means that you do have to buy a copy of the book in order to participate in the event. So please do that as soon as possible. If you'd like to view it, if you want to get a signed book, let us know in the order comments. Tomorrow, on the 30th, at 6 p.m., we are going to have an event with Naomi Novik. This is another one that is a ticketed event. Very limited amount of people. We did, I believe, like a signed VIP package where folks can, like, talk to the author directly after the main event ends, and she's going to be signing book plates for those folks. Anyone else can still get a copy of the book and access to the event by purchasing either today or tomorrow. Do it as soon as possible because we're going to send those emails with the link and password for that event. I think Wednesday morning. So you want to make sure that you put your order in as soon as possible so that we can send that link. I think aside from the sold out VIP meet and greet tickets, I don't think we're doing any additional book plates. I think those are gone, unfortunately. But, you know, we wanted to do something special with Naomi, and her publisher had this idea to make it a more exclusive thing. So those went very, very quickly. On Thursday, October 1st at 7 p.m., we are going to be doing an event with Tracy Wolf. She's going to be discussing her new book, Crush, which is the sequel to Crave, which came out back in April. I think it wasn't actually that. Maybe it was the paper. No, it was a hardcover back in April. So two books in the span of like 6 months, which is amazing. Go Tracy. This is going to be on Crowdcast, 7 o'clock. You can register to view the event through the website. Links are going to be in the episode description. This one is another one that has a signed or personalized book plate. Personalization requests are due by next week. The 8th, I think, is the final day for that one. Where are we? Is this Friday? On Friday, I told you guys, events every day this week. On Friday, we're doing an event at 5 p.m. This one's a little earlier in the evening than usual, with Elsie Shaw. They're going to be talking in conversation with Wendy Walker about their new book, The Silent Conspiracy. This one is, it says, a gripping and enthralling follow-up to The Network, which was praised by Steve Barry as mandatory reading for any fiction thriller aficionado. It says, in which a conspiracy with far-reaching implications threatens to engulf our heroes. So this one also sounds, you know, fun, tense, good, paperback mystery. Came out a couple weeks ago, so that should be an exciting comment. I think this is another one where we're doing book plates, but not books. So make sure you put a comment in the notes. Continuing on to the weekend, Saturday, 7 p.m., Stephen Chbosky is going to be talking about his new book, Imaginary Friend. I almost said Imaginary Fiend, because that's how my brain read the title on the cover. Imaginary Friend. Stephen is, I believe, a horror author by trade. I'm pretty sure that is true. This one is a young boy is haunted by a voice in his head in this acclaimed epic of literary horror from the author of The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Oh, that's why I know Stephen Chbosky's name. Perks of Being a Wallflower was a fun... Well, fun is a relative term here, I think. But this one should be exciting. Like I said, that event is going to be Saturday, 7 p.m., another one where we're doing book plates, not books. Make sure, again, to leave your notes in the description. On Sunday, we have David Weber and Jacob Hollow, 2 p.m., talking about their new book, The Valkyrie Protocol. This one has a cool sci-fi cover. David Weber, of course, being known for doing a lot of good detailed sci-fi. This is the sequel to, I believe, Gordian Division is the name of the series. That might also be the name of the first book. Let me make sure that that is true. Gordian Protocol, and now it's Valkyrie Protocol. Okay, that's pretty easy, actually. Came out March of last year. Sorry, that one wasn't linked on the event page like the sequel was. Sometimes we'll have full backlists listed. This one we're doing signed and personalized copies of the book, not book plates, which means that it might take actually a little bit longer for us to get you the books. Signings in which the authors are signing the actual books, we tend to ship those to the author directly and then have them ship them to us, and then we mail them to you! So, for anyone who's listening who is making purchases of books like that, please know. I mean, we'll put it in the description. I think you even have to click a disclaimer thing now on our website that says that you understand that there's going to be a delay, but typically those are going to take a little while for us to get them to you because books take a long time to get mailed around the country. I don't know if that's gonna be signed by both authors. Maybe that's something they're doing. I would assume it is. I don't know how they're handling that. That's a publisher thing. So we'll get those books as quickly as we can, of course. And then, is this the last one? The last one for the week on Monday. We're doing a whole evening of cozies. Ellen Byron is going to be in conversation with Vicky Delaney and Daryl Wood Gerber, and they're all going to be talking about their books. Ellen has a new one out, came out the beginning of September, called A Murder in the Bayou Boneyard. Vicky's talking about Dying in a Winter Wonderland. What a great title. Dying in a Winter Wonderland. How fantastic. And Daryl's going to be talking about her new book, A Sprinkling of Murder. So the three of them together, that's at 7 p.m., of course. That is on Crowdcast. Should be a fun conversation. I'm a big fan of our panel conversations. I think we do a really good job of, like, pairing authors together and getting folks that are, like... I mean, it's always a fun conversation when you have folks that write in the same genre talking to each other and just discussing, like, what their methodology is, what their writing process is like. I feel like this is going to be a really fun, lighthearted event, so definitely check those out. We are doing book plates for Murder in the Bayou Boneyard, and we're doing signed but not personalized copies of Sprinkling of Murder. So please, again, make sure you leave a note in your order comments in order to let us know that you'd like to get a signed one, and we will work to get those to you as quickly as possible. Let's see. Like I said, a whole bunch of new books out this week. I don't want to spend too long on any particular one because Becca's not here, and it's not fun to, like, go through the list of books without having someone to bounce off of. But Neon Darkness by Lauren Shippen is out today. This one should be fun. This is the sequel to Bright Sessions, which is based on the podcast by the same title. It is A Neon Darkness, the second Bright Sessions novel from creator Lauren Shippen, asks, what if the X-Men, instead of becoming superheroes, decided to spend some time in therapy? Please. Yes, exactly what I want. Give me superhero therapy. I'm super down for that. I'm also very excited. Matt Haig has out a new book, Midnight Library, which I believe I talked to Becca briefly about last week. I'm excited about Midnight Library. I really, really liked Haig's book, How to Stop Time, which I've brought up a couple times on the show before. That was one about a guy who stops aging, and he moves back to his hometown in London and is fighting with the memories of, like, losing his wife during the Black Plague in the 1600s. This one is, it says, between life and death, there's a library. And within that library, the shelves go on forever. Every book provides a chance to try another life you could have lived, to see how things would be if you had made other choices. Would you have done anything different if you had the chance to undo your regrets? I think that Matt does a really good job of wrestling with, like, the internal struggles of people. As I've said, I think before, I believe he's known for writing, like, self-help books and therapy stuff. Again, therapy stuff, which I think is especially good topic now in the midst of coronavirus and everything. The world has been very dramatic. So that's going on. Of course, Battleground by Jim Butcher is out today. We had our event yesterday. I think if you buy a copy of the book, you can still get access to view that event, but that was a ticketed one, which means we're probably not going to be putting it on our YouTube or anything like that. So just be aware, if you want to go back and view that retroactively now that it's already happened, leave a note in the comments, and like I said, I'm pretty sure we can still send you the link so that you can view that. Marie Loon has a new one out. Sky Hunter, Nick Stone's book Dear Justice is out. Joanne Fluke has a new Christmas Cupcake Murder cozy mystery. So lots of fun stuff out this week. Should be a good time. Lots and lots of links in the description to this episode, so absolutely check those out, folks. Let's see. What am I reading? Good question. I have officially finished Memory of Souls for the second time. I love that book so much. It's so good. Go check out Jen Lyons. She's fantastic. Let's see. What else am I reading? I started Thrawn Ascendancy, Chaos Rising. I'm only, like, a chapter or two in. Very excited to talk to Becca about that at some point, because they had told us, of course, that this will be the first time that they've read, like, a Thrawn book. So that should be fun. And I found out. I went back to the store. I'm working in the store again at starting next week. This week. That's complicated. But realized when looking at our new release shelf that I missed the third Christopher Rocchio book by 2 months. That's called Demon in White. That's my next book, because it took me so long to get through Howling Dark. But I really love that, like, it's a sort of pretentious imperial sci-fi story in a way that I find really fun. Hadrian Marlowe is such an interesting character as, like, the son of a noble who ended up in, like, a coliseum and then became the ambassador to an alien. Like, there's some good stuff in there. So I'll probably check that one out in the next couple weeks and get back to y'all in regards to that. But I didn't realize that came out back in, like, the end of July, and somehow we just missed it when we were talking about new books, because there's always so many, and it's very difficult to keep track sometimes, y'all. But that's it. That's all that I am reading. Of course, thank you for listening and following. Check out Becca and all the stuff that they are doing. Please support the Patreon. That is patreon.com/missedgalaxybooks. That link is going to be in the description. I don't know that one off the top of my head yet. You can find us, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all at Missed Galaxy Books as well. You can find any of the books that I brought up or any of the events that I brought up on our website, mistgalaxy.com, or you can follow the links in the episode description. We, of course, want to thank Austin Farmer for allowing us to use the theme music. It's cut from the track Kill the Farm Boy off of his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra, which I love so much. Again, links in the description for that. I'm pretty sure that's everything. Quick one. I told y'all it was going to be a quick one today. Thank you for listening. Come back on Thursday for our very special, I believe we're doing a D&D episode. So come back on Thursday for our D&D episode. And then, of course, Becca and I will be back next Tuesday to bring you a whole new month of events and books and things. I think next week, because it'll be officially the first week of October, we're going to have, like, a lot of new books. So that should be a fun discussion. Like I said, come back then, check that out. Until then, we'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.